Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got a packed show for you today. We're going to open up talking to our buddy Tom Agostino from the Highland Center for Natural History. He is also the impresario behind the Folk Sessions. He's got a couple of great concerts coming to town, including one featuring a 1970s pop idol whose name and whose big song you will recognize right away. She is also a recent Grammy winner for her folk and pop, so we'll be talking about those shows with Tom in just a couple of minutes. Also on today's show, Emily Carey and Allison Stein from Arizona Serves, AmeriCorps Vista, and then our friend Liz Kennedy from St. Luke's for the Prescott Area Association of Realtors annual blood drive and the kickoff for their Don Schaefer Memorial Coats for Kids fundraiser. Want to remind you, because this is Tuesday, the Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona is truly a classic. Rob Reiner's masterful mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap. Tom, I have to ask you, do you have your volume kicked up to 11?
Yeah, always.
This is Spinal Tap, for those not in the know, is the world's loudest and stupidest rock band. It is one of the funniest movies.
And you don't want to be a drummer in that band.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and leave the foil wrap and the zucchini at home, right? What a funny movie. If you haven't seen Spinal Tap, you're in for a real treat tonight at 7 o'clock. And then also tonight, or tomorrow, correction, at the Harkins, it's Weird Science. I'm sorry, it is the Outlaw. Josie Wales, the Clint Eastwood classic from 1976. That's tomorrow at the Harkins. Tomorrow at the Prescott Elks Theater, it's Weird Science. And if you missed the special theatrical screening last night at the Harkins of the Friends TV series 25th anniversary retrospective movie, they're going to screen it again this Saturday at 7 p.m. So we're going to switch from movies to live stage shows with our buddy Tom Agostino in just a second. On today's Q&A, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Do not go away.
The 2019 Findlay Toyota Prescott Tacoma is just as much at home in the mountains as it is in the high desert. And it's really at home hauling you and your best friends for some serious tailgating at the big game. During the national clearance event, qualified buyers can get zero down on Tacoma. Push, pull, or drag in your trade for a minimum $2,500 and no payments for 90 days. And score Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles, and roadside service for 2 years and unlimited miles. Buy a new 2019 Toyota Tacoma for as low as 1.9% APR for 60 months. Lease for as low as $239 per month. Or take up to $1,500 customer cash back. Don't miss your chance to save thousands on the last of the 2019s during the clearance event at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fee. Lease for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
This week we cover the wildflowers that can be planted right now that will root, bloom, look good, and then spread their seed throughout the yard. You're going to be a wildflower pro after this week's show, but you'll have to tune in.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the mornings, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
friends. Let me tell you a true story about family tradition. The Gettles household name began back in the late 1920s when we became heating and cooling pioneers during the Great Depression. Fast forward to 1987 here in central and northern Arizona, my grandsons, Adam and Ted Gettle, founded Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and have built their business on doing the right thing for customers, just like we've always done, utilizing industry-leading technology and, most importantly, a highly trained group of caring folks. Gettle's has become the name to trust for premium heating, air conditioning, and plumbing installation and service. Yep, it's always been about people. Let Gettle's provide solutions for your comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Call Gettles at 772-2751 for a complimentary evaluation of your heating and cooling or plumbing. Or visit GettlesHDM.com to see more about their products and services. Doing air conditioning and plumbing right. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07 with Tom Agostino, who, as if he is not juggling enough balls in the air, is now bringing some really, really cool concerts to town. The first one, I believe, Tom, is Emily Scott Robinson, correct?
Yeah, this Friday at the Elks third floor ballroom, the Crystal Hall, as they now call it.
Yeah, that is becoming more and more popular. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful hall, first of all.
Really
a
nice.
Lot of people in town don't even know it exists, but when they go up that third floor, are they in for a treat?
Yeah, it's not only is it just beautifully done, you know, it's kind of they spend a lot of time, that whole Elks building, they spent mm-hmm. a lot yeah. of time and a lot of money restoring it to its, you know, the beauty of when it was built. And the third floor, they spend a lot of time and a lot of money bringing back. And then you walk up there and I always see, because the elevator door opens and people walk out and they always go,
whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
And then you make a left turn, and there's a combination dining room and ballroom. You've mm-hmm. got a stage mm-hmm. set up there, and it's really intimate for the performer and
very
the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very nice performing venue.
And then it was so nice is the first set's usually a little light, and then, you know, for the second set, it's dark, and you open the blinds, and you're looking at them. Butte,
all
Nova,
the lights around whiskey. You.
Oh,
yeah.
It's really nice.
And from the third floor, no less.
Yeah,
how nice. Now, you know, Emily Scott Robinson was mentioned by Rolling Stone magazine, who said, quote, country folk songs about America in all its pain and glory.
Yeah, she's a really good singer-songwriter. You know, mm-hmm. they also said about her, Rolling Stone, that she's one of the top 10 new country in America artists you should know in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
She is, you know what's interesting about her? She travels year round. I don't think she really lives any place. Her and her husband travel in their RV, and she lives and plays just like all year round. She's what they call a road dog.
Yeah.
And a lot of her music and a lot of her songs are really about, you know, the back roads, the back towns, the little areas, the communities that you forget about, the people you forget about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she has this incredible way of capturing these moments of life that are, I mean, for me, they're really compelling. And when I book an artist, especially somebody like Emily Scott Robinson, who truly nobody in Prescott has ever heard of, I guarantee it, it's because they speak to me. You know, I listen to them. I hear some of their YouTube videos. Or I listen to a couple of their tracks. And I want to hear them. I yeah. want to be able to spend an evening hanging out with them and being there when they pull up in their RV and unload, you know, and come up the stairs and welcome them to Prescott. And, you know, that's kind of how I pick these guys, because mm-hmm. they talk to me, you know.
And not only that, but when they're touring, they're doing all of their own loading and unloading and setting up, aren't they?
Oh, folk musicians don't have roadies. No.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing it. They come in and then, you know, they spend the night and then they head out for their next gig the next mm-hmm. day.
And, you know, you mentioned traveling the country the way Emily Scott Robinson does in the RV. I heard a country singer years ago saying the best thing that ever happened to folk and the country was when President Eisenhower started the interstate highway system. Because that bypassed a lot of small towns, mm-hmm. bypassed a lot of railway towns, and created the forgotten people and the forgotten towns that make for wonderful stories and folk songs.
Mm, yeah, that's almost sad but true.
Now I have to ask you this. You know,
we
always complain in Prescott, oh, we don't get any big names come through. Well, you've got a gigantic hit maker from the 1970s, I want to say 73, 74. She had a massive hit. Everybody knows her title tune. But more to the point, she is also a recent Grammy nominee, and I believe a yes. Grammy winner, for her own folk and pop songs. How did you come down with Maria Muldaur?
Maria Muldaur, man. You know, if you're an old folky like both of us,
yeah,
she's somebody who we grew up with. I mean, she was there from day one with the Jim Kreskin Jug Band, mm-hmm. and then Midnight at the Oasis, Send Your Camel to Bed.
Her, yeah.
You know, she says about that song that she's been told that more children were born to that song than any other song in the 70s.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, that was, yeah, you know, it had kind of interesting lyrics if you care to look into them kind of deep.
Yeah,
and it was kind of one of those songs like, where'd this song come from? But it was a massive hit for her, put her on the map.
Oh,
and you
yeah,
know, once
major.
You've had a hit like that, doors open, don't they?
Yeah, and she's been, and what's so interesting is there are a lot of musicians who basically live on that one hit, you know, mm-hmm. one trick ponies, one as trick Paul ponies, Simon
yeah.
called it,
yeah.
you know, but she has had such an incredible career. She's done over 40 albums, received many, many Grammy nominees, and what mm-hmm. she's done in the last several years is she's kind of really been into the traditional old blues, like these old blues singers. And in fact, her 2019 Grammy nominee is for Best Traditional Blues Album.
Mm-hmm.
So she's staying just really right up there with music, creating some really good stuff. And if you read her bio, she's been everywhere and has played with everyone.
Yeah.
It's so exciting, you know, to be able to know that you know, I'm going to get to talk with her and interview her and have dinner with her, you know. It's really cool.
You know, I would love to be the fly on the wall when you meet some of these folk artists who tour through Arizona, because a lot of times you guys have to have some amazing stories from the road to trade back and forth.
Some people, they just do their show and they're kind of into it and you don't really interact as much as you would like to. Mm-hmm. But some people like to talk because yeah. you're backstage, you got a couple of hours between sound check and the show, you know, and they're eating and you're just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, Rambling Jack Elliott is the best example.
Yeah.
Boy, he can tell stories.
I'm telling you. And then you have the opposite end of it. I remember when Chuck Berry was touring in his 60s and early 70s, he would make an appointment to appear at a certain place at a certain time. He'd walk in there at that time. He would play his songs with a local band that knew his stuff. He would take a paper bag with his cash in it mm-hmm. as his payment,
yep.
say goodbye, and he'd never see the place.
And he would never talk to even the band.
No, nope.
He just basically assumed they knew his songs.
Yep.
And he wouldn't even tell them what key or anything. He would
right.
just start playing, and they had to catch up.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Springsteen talks about that.
No
the E Street Band opened, was their backup band. He was so excited to get
oh
to
my
meet
gosh.
Him. Didn't even,
yeah,
not
just,
even.
Just show up and then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what a shame. You know, he could have made so many more friends around the country.
Well,
too.
Folk music is a little different.
Yeah.
Folk musicians tend to be, you know, folk. And they kind of, there's no entourage, there's mm-hmm. no, you know, there's no.
No
there's
pretensions.
No pretension. No, you know, things in their rider about, you know, what kind of M&Ms in their dressing
Hello,
room.
Hello, Van Halen. Oh, yes. And we've all seen strange stories in the contract writers. Because it may have been you or another promoter who told me one of the reasons some of these contract writers have really strange demands in them, they don't take them seriously. They just want to make sure you're reading the contract.
Yeah, and that's how the Van Halen one started.
Yeah.
They once played a gig with literally the stage collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized, okay, we got to take control of this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I actually have in my writer what I send, you know, because he acts, they send me their writers, their agents, and I have to sign off, and I have to send them back my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say no prima donna requests.
Thank
that's
you.
That's my one line.
A little bit of common sense goes
yeah,
a long way,
yeah.
doesn't it? Yeah, come on, let's be real about this. Hey, speaking of being real, in my hometown, there used to be a chain restaurant called Po' Folks,
uh-huh.
and it was simple down-home food. Well, you've got a band coming through, the Po' Ramblin' Boys.
Now, if you're a bluegrass lover, which a lot of people in this town are, and if you like the real bluegrass, you know, Boone Monroe bluegrass, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, Flat and Scruggs bluegrass, as they say here, if you think an album without banjo should be thrown out the window, these guys are for you. These guys are from Tennessee. They're a four-piece. They are the real Dill McNeil bluegrass band. From the second they start their first note to the end of the show, you are on your feet. You are cheering. You are just like,
mm-hmm.
they do it. They bring it all with them. It's going to be a cool show. And again, it's a group that they're touring Arizona. They're doing a big bluegrass festival south of here, and they just needed to pick up some gigs, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a Thursday night. We get them at a very fair rate, and we get to showcase these really good bands too. And this is going to be, I think, the first concert in our 12th year with Prescott Center for the Arts.
How cool is that?
Doing a series together.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I have to ask you, have you been watching the PBS series
yes.
of Ken Burns, Country Music?
You bet.
What do you think of it?
I really, really like it. You know,
you can
criticize X, Y, and Z in it,
yeah, sure.
but generally, I got tears running down my eyes
for
the whole hour that I'm watching it. You know, cause this is kind of what I loved. And,
yeah.
and they're getting, you know, I'm learning about things I didn't know about.
Oh,
any of these
so
old guys.
Stuff. Oh, yeah. The roots
Mother
of everything.
Mother Maybelle? Is she the coolest person on the planet?
Holy cow. You know, I've only seen the first episode. I've taped the whole series, but I've only seen the first episode so far. I didn't realize that in the very early days of folk and country, radio essentially created the media.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a radio station, correct me if I'm wrong here, I believe it's in the Atlanta area, WSB, which stood for Welcome South, brother. It did, seriously. And they were pretty much how folk and country got started, because it was the sound of the people.
Not only that, but they build these transmitters
sure.
that could literally cover the whole country at that point, because there wasn't a lot going on. The air was pretty clean. And they were just so high and so big, and they would just cover such a large area of land
yeah.
that you heard them everywhere. Remember Where Art Thou, that Coen Brothers movie?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou, yeah, with George Clooney.
That, yeah, their radio station.
There was a lot of truth to that movie, wasn't
totally,
there?
Totally.
There really was. And who can forget Stephen Root as the blind radio station owner? Oh, he is such a great actor. You know, I have to use a baseball analogy here to your description of, you know, how it got spread nationwide, you know, with a couple of big radio stations. Everybody knows who the late baseball announcer Harry Carey was. Well, he was the Cardinals announcer for 25 years. And the reason he became nationally known long before the Cubs and WGN was because the Cardinals were broadcast on radio station KMOX out of St. Louis, a 50,000-watt AM station. And back in those days, all the major league ball clubs would start their home games local time at 8 o'clock to 8:15. And if you're an AM sundowner station, you had to be off the air by sundown, at which point KMOX blankets the whole country with Cardinals and Harry Carey broadcast. That's how Harry created his national following. So when he appeared on WGN for their national telecast, the Cubs, he had a built-in audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's how a lot of these guys, they became the lead voice, say, for the Grand Ole Opry, which was the biggest radio show for music
sure.
at the time. And if you were one of their regulars, you know, you were one of their guys, and you could just, you know, you did the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday, and then all week long you just toured. You just traveled around playing gigs and opening shopping centers and supermarkets.
And some of those performances, you know, out under a tent like a revival.
Yeah.
And they were in some ways a revival. They'd bring in all the small town people, and boy, they'd gather around and just sing their hearts out, wouldn't they?
And it's still happening today.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
It's pure Americana.
Not that changed either.
Tom, let's tell our listeners how they can get tickets to see Emily Scott Robinson at the Third Floor Crystal Room in the Elks, or Maria Moldauer.
We're the Poor Ramblin' Boys.
Boy, sure.
Just go to our website, folksessions.com. You know, for the Elks, of course, you can go to the Elks website and call 777-1370. Or PCA, you can go to theirs. But one-stop shopping, just go to folksessions.com. And, in fact, we have a very, very special offer for the Emily Scott Robinson Show.
Nice.
So if you go to our website, you can take advantage of this really nice offer. She's really good. And, it's this Friday night. And personally, I'm really looking forward to it. She's, you know, you bring a lot of artists to, and some of them you get like, and some of them like, oh, it's going to be great. I know my audience is going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
This one is for me.
Very good. That's Tom Agostino from folksessions.com. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to Emily Carey and Allison Stein about Arizona Serve, AmeriCorps, and Vista. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Are you a denture wearer? Do you have problems eating, speaking, or just plain tired of your existing dentures? How about a solution for you to take control, to eat, speak, and smile again with confidence? At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology and experience to get you back to enjoying life. Give us a call for a free consultation, 775-9495 in Prescott Valley, or 237-1305 in Chino Valley, or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. I'm Dr. Frosto, and I look forward to meeting you.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks host the St. Louis Cardinals Wednesday at noon on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 222. You know, in northern Arizona, we have an awful lot of people, many of whom are retired, who donate a lot of their time to helping nonprofits and charities. We also have a lot of very, very active young people who do the same. We have two in the studio right now, Emily Carey and Allison Stein. They're involved with Arizona Serves, AmeriCorps, Vista. First of all, and I'll start with Emily. Is there a difference between Arizona Serves, AmeriCorps, and Vista?
Yeah, so Arizona Serve, we are an intermediate.
Arizona Serve, no S, correct?
Yeah, Arizona Serve. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
So we are a branch of AmeriCorps. So AmeriCorps, we're through CNCS, the Corporation for National and Community Service.
Mm-hmm.
Hope I said that acronym right. So there's like AmeriCorps NCCC, and then there's AmeriCorps Vista, and then there's AmeriCorps State and National, and there's also Senior Corps. But we go under the AmeriCorps umbrella, and Arizona Serve focuses on matching interested Vista members and interested state members with different nonprofits and organizations in Yavapai County and Pima County. So we are run through the state office, but we are personally focused here, but there are AmeriCorps positions throughout the country.
Yeah. And your core for all three organizations is essentially, I gather, connect passionate people with transformative community projects to help fight poverty, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people think that northern Arizona, especially Prescott, because we get a lot of mentions in money magazines, stuff like this, about a great place to retire. Yeah, we do attract a lot of comfortable retired people. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of other people slip through the cracks, don't they?
Yeah.
Allison, let's hear your take on that. What do you see with people who others might presume everyone's, you know, doing very well here, but not always, huh?
Yeah. So I moved out here actually in 2014 to the Prescott area and found I thought it would be more of a retiree town, but found a lot of young people in the Prescott College.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of look deeper to the homelessness and the poverty side and was just very surprised in this small area. It can be a big issue here.
Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of people here from the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation. You do some projects with them, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, describe what you're doing with them.
Well, we have an open position now with the state. So the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, it brings mental health and substance abuse services to Prescott and the surrounding areas. And the position we have is called the Data and Program Support Specialist for their Senior Peer Program. The Senior Peer Program is volunteer-driven and assists participants over the age of 60 with social connections via support, education, and different trainings they provide. So in this position, the person would recruit, coordinate, and support volunteers, also collect, manage, and report program data, and then maintain and expand community education through different presentations in the community and monthly newsletters.
And also, I understand, Emily, if you can tell us about your involvement with Yavapai Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Yeah, so our position with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, it's another state position, so it's a 900-hour position. And so Big Brothers, Big Sisters, as you know, it's a one-on-one youth mentoring, matching qualified adults with school-age boys and girls. So the position that we have through Arizona Serve to help them is the Outreach and Activities Coordinator. So through this position, our new member will really be working on developing in-depth knowledge of the agency and their programs, building new and strengthening existing community partner relationships, supporting special events like their picnic that they do every year, assisting the programs department also with recruiting and onboarding, and just really helping them overall.
You know, what's really refreshing about this, we see so much in the news about people who are doing things good and bad. We see people who are motivated strictly by money, who judge others strictly by their financial position. These are largely volunteer positions. Obviously, what you've described are part-time paid positions, but you don't get into this kind of field for money, obviously.
No.
Let me ask you first, Emily, what brought you to this kind of work?
So what brought me to National Service, I think I spent my whole life doing different volunteering things in my community, you know, working at food banks and things. But I think it really started in college where I participated in my school's alternative spring break and eventually got to help plan those. And then that led me to do AmeriCorps and CCC, which is another AmeriCorps branch that does it's ages 18 to 24, and you work in groups of 8 to 12 traveling the country doing different service projects. So I got to do a lot of disaster relief and work with a lot of different nonprofits doing that, which was amazing. And that kind of brought me to VISTA and Arizona Serve because I wanted to learn more about the capacity building and just the long-term development and really learning the nitty-gritty of a nonprofit and, you know, what really needs to happen to help them thrive, to help the people they want to help.
Now, when you say CCC to someone my age, I'm thinking Civilian Conservation Corps. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that's who we so we're National Civilian Community Corps, but we are inspired by the Conservation Corps.
Sure.
From the 30s. And actually what's really cool is a lot of projects, you go back to these state and national parks and you're actually helping upkeep a lot of the things that they built, which was a really amazing part being the program. You really feel like you're part of that legacy.
Yeah. And tell us the rewards you get from doing this.
Yeah, so the benefits you get from a state part-time state position and a full-time VISTA position are different.
Mm-hmm.
So our full-time VISTA positions, you get a living allowance of $12,300 for completing your full term of service. You also get a housing subsidy of $100 per month because on that $12,000, it can be hard. That's really helpful. You also, at the end, you get a choice of a $6,095. I can say words. But yeah, you get an education award. It's about $6,000 that matches the Pell Grant, and that can go toward your student loans, but also it can go toward grad school or continuing any kind of continued education you want to do. You also can get a $1,800 stipend. It's one or the other. And then we also provide student loan deferment or forbearance, and then at the end of the year, any interest that's accrued, part of that will get paid off. So it's nice. So if you're just out of school or if you know you want to continue school, but loans or those things are an issue, it's really helpful. So those are some of the VISTA benefits you get.
Tell us about some of the personal non-material benefits of helping all these people and doing good. How's that feel?
That feels great, too. And yeah, so it's really great, especially VISTA, is getting to build capacity. One of the positions we have available is with Prevent Child Abuse Arizona.
Yeah.
So they Yeah, so they aim to ensure the prevention of child neglect and abuse and make sure that becomes a priority. And they've been around since 1989, and they've been a leader in advocating for research-based prevention services throughout Arizona. And so the VISTA, they would be the fund development specialist. That's the position we're applying for. And they are really working with research and assessing strategies that can support the growth of PCAA through grant writing, also helping with their donor database, mm-hmm. Developing new fund opportunities, and evaluating and integrating new development activities into operations. So through your indirect service and capacity building, you're making it so these organizations can go and help children and help so many people, which is a great feeling. Just because you can't have the people on the back end, like you can't have the people in the fields volunteering if you don't have the people on the back end doing all the work no one thinks about.
Allison, tell us about some of your background, how you got involved in this, some of your favorite experiences.
Well, I come from an environmental background. I got my bachelor's in ecology, and that kind of spiraled into my interest with community education, and I actually did an AmeriCorps program, just regular AmeriCorps in Massachusetts where I was born. And that kind of snowballed with more interest in that community education, youth education. And that was always in the back of my mind as I moved forward and came to Arizona, saw the different opportunities here, and saw this opportunity to be a team leader. And I really admired the team leader I had in my first AmeriCorps. So it was great to get this position. Kind of, I'm still learning the ropes, but I've really enjoyed so far just seeing how the inner workings of these different nonprofits, because when I was just a member, I was on the other side doing the projects, but here I'm in background and giving that mentorship.
Now, when you're interviewing people for these positions, these part-time positions, it takes a certain kind of person to enjoy this kind of work. What kinds of questions do you ask them?
We ask them why they're interested in AmeriCorps, what brings them to that volunteerism, because, like you said, you're not in it for the money. You're in it for the rewards and benefits of just those personal benefits. So that's one of the main questions we ask, is why are you interested in AmeriCorps? And their answer just should be that they're interested in that volunteerism, community education. We also ask kind of just their general background, what got them interested in that volunteerism, to come from college or an experience in their childhood.
The reason I ask that is I've interviewed a lot of actors and musicians, some of them, you know, just local, some of them national. And I would ask them, you know, when you talk to people who want to become actors and you ask them, why do you want to become an actor? If any part of their answer involves being rich and famous, goodbye. You're here for all the wrong reasons, because the odds are really against you. You have to have a passion for what you're doing. You have to find out that passion with these people you're bringing on board, don't you?
I would definitely say that, And then, so even with that passion and their background, just matching them with the right organization as well. You know, if someone really likes working with children, you know, put them with Big Brothers Big Sisters or Boys and Girls Club sort of a thing.
So how can our listeners who are interested in these positions or in helping your in your own communities, how can they contact you and find out more information?
So for more details about all of our open positions, you can visit arizonaserve.org/apply, and you also could email us for our state positions. Our email is AmeriCorps, that's AmeriCorps, at arizonaserve.org. And then our other, for our VISTA positions, you can email apply@arizonaserve.org.
And you'll be working with some very special people, won't you?
And
two of them are here today, Emily Carey and Allison Stein. Thank you so much for joining us on Q&A. And thanks for what you do for the community and for the area. We need more people like you. Stay tuned, because it's time for a check of local and state news and weather. I'm just guessing rain might be a part of it. And then we're going to talk to our buddy Liz Kennedy. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad City. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. The D-backs appreciate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Day is Sunday, September 29th, the last regular home game this season. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Health is Wealth, the talk show on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Health is Wealth will bring you education and information on supplementation and vitamins by world-class educators. On Health is Wealth, you may also hear information and education on alternative and natural approaches to health by local practitioners and health professionals. Topics may range from A to Z for a healthy and wealthy life. Tune in every Saturday at 1230 PM, sponsored by Yavapai Home and Land Services, LLC.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
ADP isn't just in the payroll business. We're in the people business, helping companies find them, train them, and empower them by clearing the way for them to do their best work. Because when your people thrive, your business thrives with them. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people, so you and your company can achieve what you're working for. Learn more at design.adp.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 24th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff is getting ready to introduce a new facility.
Visitors will enjoy a new addition to Lowell starting October 5th.
It's called the Giovalli Open Deck Observatory. It's a telescope observing plaza, and it's got six different telescopes.
Spokesperson Kevin Schindler says a number of events are planned for opening day. The new Giovalli Open Deck Observatory is phase one of a plan to improve visitor facilities over the next few years. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The Prescott City Council meets at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They'll consider improvements to certain roadways.
Roadways that will receive this treatment include portions of Highland and Park Avenues, West Gurley Street, Thumbbeat Road, Golden Hawk, Sandretto Commerce and South Lakeview Drives, Granite Dells Parkway, and Dells Ranch and Willow Creek Roads. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A 20% chance for continued breezy showers and storms today and tonight, 50% tomorrow, 30% Friday. Some could be heavy, with highs today and tomorrow about 75, 71 Thursday and Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling overnight to a partly cloudy 52. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers and storms today through Friday, with highs around 85 today and tomorrow, 80 Thursday, 83 Friday, cooling after bedtime to near 56. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:42. We got a couple of friends in the studio. Everybody knows Liz Kennedy. Liz, we normally have you on here on behalf of St. Luke's. This time, it's because of your professional obligations with the Professional Area Association of Realtors, and you have brought along a very, very special guest. Introduce her for us.
I have brought along Amanda Creel, our CEO of the Prescott Area Associated Realtors.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this, Amanda. You've been involved with real estate for how many years?
I have been working with realtor associations for about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And were you a realtor before that?
I was not. I like selling realtors. I'm going to let them sell the real estate.
It's not an easy job, is it?
No, they definitely have their own nuances of everything they have to do. But my job is to make them look good, help
there
them advocate,
go.
And help them do work on behalf of the consumers that buy the property.
And for doing work on behalf of the community, you've got a couple of major projects coming up. Both are going to help in a great way. Tell us about, first of all, the Community Blood Drive.
Yeah, this is our annual Community Blood Drive, and it's going to be Friday, October 11th in the Walmart on Glassford Hill in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we all know about the importance of giving blood, especially in the last, if you watch the news at all, you know what's been happening with storms and hurricanes and things like this. And an awful lot of people, you know, they get injured by these things. They get displaced by these things. Their health can take a hit. Tell us why it's important to give blood in a time like this.
It's always important to give blood. You mm-hmm. never know what's going to happen. Any catastrophe we'll have. They're always searching, and they're really asking for O. A lot.
Type O blood?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's me. That's me, so I should be there.
O neg is really the best blood, but because mm-hmm. that's universal to any blood type.
Right.
But any O.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a sponsor here that everybody is going to relate to and make available when you come to get your to give blood. You're going to have a little treat, aren't you?
Yes, you are. We're trying to sweeten it up a little bit. Culver's is going to give a free pint of their famous fresh frozen custard.
Oh, that'll get a lot of people alone right there. and also, Amanda, you've got a very special benefit called Coats for Kids. What do you know about the person who started this? Don, is it Schaefer?
Yeah, he was. I was not fortunate enough to meet Don. He actually passed away right before I became the CEO of the Prescott Area Association of Realtors. But he started Coats for Kids many years ago, and he was just a force to be reckoned with, from what I understand, and really got out in the community and went every day picking up coats all these different places and getting them ready and making sure that the kids at all the local area schools had the coats they needed for the winter season. And so when he passed away, one of the things that our community service committee decided to do was rename it in his honor so that we could continue to honor all the efforts that he did for so many years.
And you can drop these coats off at several locations, can't you? I have here any participating PUSD school, some store locations, even realtor offices, and you can call, I believe it's AJ Sheridan at 308-6780 to find a pickup point for these coats. And it's not just old and new coats, it's also sweaters too, right?
Sure, sure. Actually, we'll have a box here right at the Prescott Area Associates Realtors also in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one place you can always count on to go.
So tell our listeners where the association office is.
It's a hop, a skip, and a jump right from these, the radio station. It's right up on the hill, right off Walker.
Walker Road, sure.
At Carisho Lane. Mm-hmm. It's right at the corner of Walker and Carisho.
So that makes it easy for everybody who's coming to the radio station. Now, let me ask you about your involvement with the community through being a realtor. I would imagine being a realtor, you meet an awful lot of different people from all walks of life. When you meet someone for the first time, and I'm talking in this case to Liz, when you meet someone for the first time who might be in the market for a home, either to sell it or to buy it, what are some of the questions you're going to ask?
Oh, wow. It depends on every different person. I don't have a standard question. What I do ask is, why you're moving, mm-hmm. or why you want to buy. What's your motivations? So we can start there. Also, the criteria you have. Are you going up, downsizing, going mm-hmm. lower? You know, upsizing, downsizing. Of course, always your price point. What areas? What interests you? Are you good schools, shopping, hospitals? You know, everybody's got their niche that they want to sure. be around.
And I would imagine, too, if someone's going from renting to buying their first home, that's a whole different slew of questions, isn't it?
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. But there's also so many programs out there now for first-time home buyers with lenders.
Yeah.
So in that case, I do hold their hand the whole way.
Yeah.
But the lender's big in this situation because mm-hmm. they need to really take care of them, too.
What's going on in this area regarding the availability or building of affordable housing? Have you seen any news on that front?
We haven't had a lot of news on that front yet. We have been working with some of the local area municipalities and things to kind of look at that. One of the things that we can do as a realtor association is actually apply for grants and funding from our national association to mm-hmm. try to create opportunities for affordable housing. So that is something that has been on our radar and something that the association is hoping to do. As prices continue to rise in our area, it becomes more and more important for us to do that. The association kind of bridges the gap between them selling the house and us building a better community. We
sure.
talk about how we chose to live here and get the dream of homeownership here, and we want to make sure that everyone else can have that dream of homeownership. So that's one of the things that our Community Service and Outreach Committee and our Government Issues Committee will be partnering on in the coming, and then we try to reach out to the local municipalities and combine our efforts to figure out ways to do that for everyone.
And you know, the other edge of that sword is people who move here from someplace else. They like it here, and they want to lock the door so nobody else can come in. So we have to battle that, don't we?
We sure do. We sure do. It's funny. Most people are fighting are not natives here. I do want to let you know, I'm also on the Quad Cities Interfaith Council, and we have just formed a committee to look at that also, the housing shortage.
Is St. Luke's getting involved in that too?
Well, I'm a representative of St. Luke's uh-huh. on that council. So, yeah, we just formed a committee. We're having a little problem who wants to be chair right now, because
sure.
everybody's so busy. I'm thinking about stepping up, but... You know,
and you know when it comes to affordable housing, you have to accommodate the fact that, yeah, we do have a lot of affluent retirees moving here, which is wonderful for the community and for its stability. But you also have to account, don't you, for people freshly out of college who are getting their first real job, seniors, you know, who may be on a fixed income. There's a lot of people would be affected by that, wouldn't it?
No, sure. We'd love to keep all the kids here that graduate here. Mm-hmm. And they probably like to stay.
Keep their energy and their talents here,
yeah.
Not losing the big cities.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd rather stay here, but
sure.
the job market here isn't always the best.
Mm-hmm.
So there they go. So we do need to find some affordable housing just for transitional, too, that people come out of these, the rehabs or the nice programs like PASS has. It's the 90 Prescott Area Shelter Services.
Yeah.
They have a 90-day program for mm-hmm. the women.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. And they needed housing, too, to come when they come out of that program ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Yeah, it just has to be available for them. So let me ask you, Amanda, what is your favorite part of trying to wrangle all these realtors?
My favorite part is honestly that I know that we can take pride in the fact that we help build a better community. We do everything from advocating for private property ownership mm-hmm. rights to doing charity work like we're talking about with the blood drive or helping make sure kids have the proper winter attire. I take a lot of pride in the fact that the Realtor R stands for a lot more than just selling real estate. They go to a higher code of ethics. Most people don't know that you can sell real estate without being a realtor.
Yeah.
So as
it is
a
trademark name, isn't it? And it shall not be misused, correct?
Right.
Liz has it right
but
there.
The power of the R is so much more than that because we have code of ethics. A lot of consumers don't realize that if they had an issue with a realtor or that kind of thing, we want to make sure as an association and as an industry that they have the best possible experience. So if they have a bad experience, we have everything from mediation all the way to hearing processes that are completely free to the consumer to make mm-hmm. sure that they had the right process through, that they were taken care of, and that they had a great experience as part of their securing of whether it's an investment property, the dream of home ownership, first home, 15th home, second home, we don't care. We just want to make sure that everyone that experiences a realtor has a wonderful experience and calls that experience something that they're always looking back on and want to do again.
You know, if you ever watch the TV series Modern Family, the character Cameron yeah. portrays a party entertainer called Fizbo the Clown. And I assume there's a connection there because a lot of people who go Fizbo have no idea what mistakes they're making, don't they?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's definitely an education piece, and I think you should always, we want an expert for everything we do, right? If we're getting our taxes done, we typically want an expert. If we're going to go, whatever we're going to do, and for the real estate world, realtors truly are an expert. They truly do, especially our realtors here in the Prescott area and association. They go the extra mile. They're taking classes. Mm-hmm. Last week, we had a real estate negotiation expert class here with a national instructor named Adorna Carroll come in to teach our realtors how to make sure that they can negotiate the best deal for the people they represent.
Sure.
This week, we have an at-home with diversity class with another national instructor coming in, with them teaching them how to make sure that they can give customized service to everyone, no matter what their background and what they're from. One of the things that one of the realtors was talking about is there was a religion that she just found out about is preparing for this class that won't let you have mortgage interest or mortgage insurance. So that's a whole different type of mortgage project that realtor needs to know about. So our realtors are constantly working to prepare themselves to be able to provide customized and exceptional service to everyone. We have almost 1,800 realtors in the area, and a lot of people don't realize that we have that many realtors that are a part of the association. So we are a very big industry. We are probably the largest trade industry here. We want to continue to make this community the best place to live because the 1,800 realtors plus the staff chose to live here, too, and we want to make it incredible.
And because so many people from around the country have chosen to live here, I'm sure a few of our listeners are thinking, I don't think Amanda was born and raised here, were you? I can't imagine why they think that.
I can't either. I just don't know what I did to deserve that one. But, no, I'm definitely born and bred in Mobile, Alabama. I have lived there and stayed in Alabama all through college, and I married an Air Force guy, and we've lived a little bit of everywhere. The accent stays no matter what.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
Been in Prescott for almost 3 years. December 1st will be my third year here. I was super excited when the association was looking, and the recruiter that was involved in that and that did the national search said he thought I would be a good fit here. When I met the leadership and the people that wanted to move forward and make Prescott Area Association of Realtors a force to be reckoned with at the national level, I knew these were the right people for me to work with, and I've come. And we've done some amazing work in the last 2 to 3 years, bringing resources and grants and all kinds of things, not only to our community, but to our realtors as well.
And in those 3 years here, you've learned not to say Prescott, haven't you?
I actually learned that on the plane on the ride here. There was a very lovely gentleman who flew mm-hmm. next to me and on the way to Phoenix, who we talked and chatted on the way because I can mm-hmm. chat with anybody. And right before we got the plane, he goes, I just want you to know, I don't know why you're going to Prescott, but it's not Prescott. It's Prescott. They take it real serious. Be prepared. So I walked into the interview, thanks to that lovely gentleman, prepared to say it correctly. So I have always said it correctly. I was fortunate for that one.
So how can our listeners learn more about the Community Blood Drive and Coats for Kids?
You can go to our website at www.paar.org.
and that is Liz Kennedy and Amanda Creel. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guest. No, not tomorrow. Thursday's guests coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call, click, or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town, Prescott at 4. I'm sorry, Prescott Valley. Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4, and Diamondbacks baseball with the Cardinals tonight at 6. And tomorrow at noon, more Diamondbacks baseball. And because of tomorrow, there is no Q&A tomorrow. We'll be back on Thursday with guest host Gregory Scott and his guest Sue Rutherford from ACT, Dr. Mark Sensenmeyer from ERAU Aerospace Engineering, and Ron Brashear from Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. That's Q&A Thursday at 2 with guest host Gregory Scott, when he will see you on the radio, and I'll be back on Wednesday.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.